Senate will come order. Would all senators present indicate the fact by voting affirmatively?
Senator Clark and Senator Turner.
Yeah, could you take your roll, please?
Senator Clark's here. The roll shows 14 present, however, Senator Croft and Senator Tillion are here, I note.
Is the machine not functioning?
I think I probably didn't vote to open the rolls.
Let's try it again. Would all senators vote again affirmatively?
The roll shows 17 members present.
Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Milton S. Hunt of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose mighty power of creation formed the mighty mountains and sandy shores of this great planet, send forth your Holy Spirit of wisdom and grace to these senators today. As they ponder important decisions and weigh a tremendous abundance of facts, help them not only to knowledge of those truths represented by the facts, assist them also to wisely evaluate these facts so that our government may proceed to harness our resources for the benefits of all our people, both living today and those generations yet to come. Grant these petitions, O Lord God, Father of Jesus Christ, for wisdom is better than jewels. Amen.
President. Senator Ray.
Senator Ferguson notified me that he was busy on long distance phone call. He is actually in his office this time. He noted that he is on state business.
Would the clerk make the notation and also make the notation that Senator Sackett is present?
Yes, sir.
Did anybody else come in since we took the roll? Would the secretary certify as to the previous day's journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 22nd legislative day and note a correction of a previous day on page 132, change the marginal from HJR 14 to HCR 14.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move an adjournment.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Hackney?
Yes, Mr. President, we have two distinguished young Alaskans in the galleries today, one in the gallery on the right and one in the gallery on the left. In the right-hand gallery is Dennis Schlofeld.
Any further introductions? I'd like to introduce a friend of mine, Mr. Ken Eggers, an attorney in Anchorage, also doing most of the work that I'm doing on the Baranoff Hotel fire problem. Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house.
The House has passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 44 by the State Affairs Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Work Schedule for Certain Employees of the Alaska Marine Highway System.
State Affairs.
House Bill Number 94, by Representatives Miles, Byrne, McKinnon, Malone, Meekins, Osterbach, Smith, and Swanson. An act relating to resolution of conflicts between the Alaska State Housing Authority and a regional housing authority and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Community and Regional Affairs.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 by the Rules Committee by request designating Sheila Bunker Nickerson as Poet Laureate of Alaska.
Rules.
There are no other resolutions.
Introduction, first reading and reference of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 107 by Senator Huber. An act relating to the North Slope Hall Road.
State Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 108 by Senator Croft. An act relating to general relief assistance.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 109 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to travel and per diem allowances for the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners.
Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 110 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the State Physical Therapy Board.
Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 111 by Senator Curtula. An act repealing the Alaska Net Income Tax Act and the Alaska Business Act and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 112 by Senator Curtula. An act relating to municipal taxation and finance and providing for an effective date.
Community Regional Affairs and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
We will take up the daily calendar, the orders of the day.
Senate Bill Number 64 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to renunciation of succession under the Uniform Probate Code. The Judiciary Committee had this bill under consideration and recommends that the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senator Ziegler, Coletta, and Rohde. I have no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Move an act unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that SB 64 be considered engrossed in hands of third reading in place of final passage.
Is there an objection? Senator Ray?
I just object that I would like to ask somebody from the judiciary explain to me when the meaning of when the time for filing a renunciation under this section would have begun to run.
Senator Ziegler.
I don't intend to get into the merits or lack thereof of a bill until third reading. I'm pretty sure this will be answered as fully as anybody can answer at that time. But if you would look, Senator Ray, to be sure, at the letter dated January 28th from Clark Peterson, which is on your desk, and I think on the desk of the other side of the line, he put a letter of explanation and a letter to save everybody a lot of stuff.
If I might be interested in saying this.
You can.
Do it if you don't like to.
The Senator, you have the floor. Senator Ziegler has the floor. Do you wish to yield?
Yes, I was going to suggest a 5-minute recess so that Senator Ray can read this and try to familiarize himself with the content of the letter of explanation. I'm so moved.
There's been a motion for a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
Senator Ray.
Okay. It appears that the gentleman from Ketchikan has not quite himself this morning. He would only understand through the chair that the proper time for possible amendment is in second reading. I have no interest at all in what the law says here or what it, I do have an interest in it, but that wasn't the interest of the point. My point is, I was wondering if the wording about the time had begun to run was the proper wording. That was what my question was going to be. I'm sorry if I offended the senator from Ketchikan. I know it's been a long and tiresome duty. I can understand that. So now I would ask, and move and ask unanimous consent. We do have a 5-minute recess so that we can rest up.
Is there any objection to a 5-minute recess? Senate will stand in recess for 5 minutes. The Sergeant Arm advised the senators in the hall that we've come back to order. The motion was made to advance the bill to third reading. Senator Ray.
I would withdraw my objection. I haven't satisfied as to the wording. I spoke to several of my colleagues here and they seem to say it's as good as could be done, sir, so I would withdraw my objection.
Is there any other objection to the advancement of the bill to third reading? If not, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 64, an act relating to renunciation of succession under the Uniform Probate Code.
Is there any discussion on the bill? Senator Ziegler.
This is an administration bill. There's a letter from the governor. It doesn't say too much. And when there's Bart Peters, the senator, might say too much. I just don't know. It's a very difficult thing to explain. Perhaps the best part of the time would be to say that renunciation means when you have a right to take a share of somebody's estate, either under a will or under apostasy laws. You want to say, I'm not interested and I don't want it. I renounce my share of that particular person's estate. Now, this situation literally doesn't arise very often. When we passed the predecessor bill, at the request of the commissioners on uniform state laws, they gave us all the information. That's the statute which is on the book. The statute before you is supposed to be remedial in nature and to cure the defect. If you read the Peterson letter, it explains it better than I ever could. It's no important to whether it lies or goes down the tube.
Any further discussion? Senator Curtula.
Question, Chairman, Rules Committee. To the President. Senator, practicing attorney, and you read this statute without the Peterson backup, would you be able to interpret it in a clear and concise manner? Would you understand it in context of the whole statute?
The
whole statute.
Senator Ziegler.
Mercy, no.
Senator Petula.
In that case, if this is certain, if this is a clarifying, we better put it in the journal. This is a clarifying letter. Because I find myself, having not looked at it very long, but for instance, even in the Peterson statement says, in that we are both going backward and forward in time, backward to correct last year's error, and backward up to a possible 5 months, 29 days to begin counting the time period, but forward, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're not even going to have to be a Philadelphia lawyer and understand what's going on.
Do you wish to make a motion, sir, that it be placed in the supplemental journal?
I so would, Mr. President, if it would clarify the status of this particular measure.
Is there any objection to the placement of the letter over the signature of Arthur H. Peterson addressed to the Honorable Robert Ziegler dated January 28th being placed in the supplemental calendar? Not so ordered. Is there any further discussion on the bill?
Question.
Would all those who favor the passage of the bill please vote affirmatively? And those opposed the bill, negatively. Would the clerk take the roll? Excuse me, have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Clerk will take the roll.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 nays, 1 absent.
And so Senate Bill 64 has passed the Senate. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6.
Point of information, Mr. President.
Senator Curtula.
Does that have anything to do with the effective date, or is it just an outdated?
Just so that we don't have a problem on it, suggest that we make a motion that the roll call on the passage of the bill be taken, the roll call on the effective date. There'll be no question that way. Is there any objection to the motion that the roll call on the bill be taken as a roll call on the effective date? So ordered. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by the Rules Committee by the request of the Legislative Council approving a contract for the sculpting of a statue of Senator Ernest Greening for placement in the National Statuary Hall of the U.S. Capitol. The State Affairs Committee had this bill under this resolution under consideration, and the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ray, Bradley, Huber, and Willis. That's all.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that SCR 6 be adopted.
Is there any discussion on the adoption? Senator Tillion.
Disappointed in this one and the legislation that we've passed requiring that 1% of construction funds be used for art in buildings. At the time that this was put forward before the body, it was said, you know, this is a chance to show that we have a Alaskan artist that can do it. And all I'm going to say is this is an outside sculptor, and the art that's in our buildings is going to be done by outsiders too. I think we better take a look at whether we want to export our construction funds and our other funds that we have to people in the lower 48. When anybody that's walked by Alaska Mutual or where Tab Scott did that work in Anchorage is well aware that we have resident Alaskans that are perfectly capable of doing the work. But we just happen to set it out to a construction firm or to somebody that's some academicians that end up letting a bunch of university people that have just come up here do the choosing. And I see no reason to go on exporting our money when we have local talent that can do it.
Any further discussion? Senator Curtula.
I understand Senator Tillion's frustration, but Mr. President, at this stage we have this before us, and I think just a word, I think it is justly deserved. And it's a great tribute to pay, and I think just something of that sort should be said on behalf of Senator Green, because we had the other call up. I'm one very happy to vote for this bill.
Any further discussion on the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6? Would so many as favor the passage of Senate Concurrent Resolution say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. And so Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 has passed the Senate.
House Joint Resolution Number 8 by all members of the House inviting the President of the United States to address the Alaska Legislature. The Resources Committee had this resolution under consideration, and the majority of the committee recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Poland, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Croft, Huber, Mieland, and Buttrovich. Senator Tillion signed no recommendation. The State Affairs Committee had this resolution under consideration and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Curtula, co-chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ray, Bradley, Huber, and Willis. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the national amendment to consent that the rules be suspended and that HJR 8 be considered in the rules to advance the third reading and place the final passage.
Is there any objection? So ordered.
House Joint Resolution Number 8, inviting the President of the United States to address the Alaska Legislature.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Senator Tillion.
I think our ego's hanging out when you are quite the president of the United States to address a two-bit legislature at the end of nowhere. And I'm certainly not going to vote against it because, you know, he is my president. And I'm not going to look like I opposed an invitation to him. But I think that if we worded it where it was an invitation to come see our state, even though we had not, the state had not voted for him, he is our president, we look forward to seeing him here, it would have been a lot more in keeping with what we should be doing instead of this ego kick we're on.
Senator Croft.
President, I know that Senator Killian does oppose this resolution, and I just want to thank him for once again demonstrating his ability to rise above mere principle and support it.
Senator Tillion.
It might be that sometimes one must rise above principle, but believe me, I'll bow to ego and vote for it today.
Senator Ray.
Might I suggest that the senator's intellectual zipper just remain open?
My gentlemen, personal remarks are, of course, out of order. I guess it's time to vote, though. Is there any further discussion? Would the clerk open the rolls and would senators vote? Have all senators voted? Does any senator wish to change his vote? Would the secretary take the roll?
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so House Joint Resolution 8 has passed the Senate. That concludes the daily calendar. Any unfinished business? Any announcements? Senator Arsini.
I'm putting up the Senate Committee on Regional Affairs Committee will meet today at 3:30. We'll take up House Concurrent Resolution number 5.
Any further announcements? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, Budget and Audit Committee will meet at 11:15 in the House Finance Chambers, and it'll be a short meeting, organization meeting.
Any further? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Commerce Committee will not meet today because of the hearings of the bill.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, I urge as many committee chairmen to postpone the hearings at all possible. Some of us want to attend that hearing. It's important to many of the senators I know that I saw there yesterday and intended they plan to come back. I'd like to urge that to possible.
Any further announcements? Senator Ferguson?
Part of information, when is the hearing to be held up there?
I conferred with the Speaker of the House, and he felt that they would conclude their calendar expeditiously. The announcement made yesterday was that we would reconvene at 11 o'clock, subject to the action availability of the House and Senate. I expect that the House will have adjourned by that time, and I think that we will too. So I think that the 11 o'clock schedule we were trying to hit yesterday will be met. I expect the hearings to reconvene then at the Hilton Hotel at 11 o'clock.
The Senate Labor Management Bill will not have its meeting today and hold it on Thursday. Thursday.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletta.
The short Republican caucus on the agenda. Mr. President, there are no further announcements.
Senator Ray.
Senator, make a few comments on something that my colleague touched upon on Martin last evening.
Senator, you yield, I take it.
Yes.
Senator Ray.
Well, Mr. President, I wasn't going to speak on this, but it does touch my district. Quite a bit. these are regional artists, and they prepare regional concepts. Just recently, in our courthouse, an award or contract was given by the Council on the Arts, which is controlled by outside interests, to have somebody come up here from, I think, Washington or Boston or Philadelphia, some other place, to make some horrendous apparition to sit in the courthouse over here as regional art. And I, for one, protest that I'd much rather it would represent the Aborigines of this district or east of southeast Alaska.
Any other special orders? We're back in special orders. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move an ask unanimous consent to this body standing adjournment
until 10 a.m. Is there any objection? The Senate will stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.